I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. It's billed as an evening filled with music and hijinks, candlelit tables served by, and I quote, comely wenches and sturdy lads. It's the 40th annual Renaissance Madrigal Theater and Christmas Route. It's set for next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at the Elliott Unitarian Chapel in Kirkwood. It's a celebration, or a collaboration, I should say, between the Greenleaf Singers and the Not Ready for Reformation Players. And here at the Tales, please welcome Ted Jander and Jim Gottschalk. Hi, how are you?
Great.
Happy, just fine.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Ted, you're the artistic director for the Greenleafs. Can you talk a little bit about early music, what exactly that is and what you perform?
Yes, the majority of the music that Greenleaf has been doing for 40 years now, it's Renaissance period music. So you have ranges from vocal music from English, French, German, Italian are a lot of the main languages that we use. Madrigals are the generic term of a lot of that music. You can get into specifics, but for the sake of time, we won't go that far. But that's the majority of the music that we are involved with, predominantly a cappella, so without any instruments. Occasionally, we've done things with instruments, doubling or playing two parts while the voices do another two parts.
And the Greenleaf Singers, you perform periodically, I guess, through the year?
We do. The group has been involved with the Elliott Madrigal performances since the beginning, and that's how the group got its start. And over the recent years, we've expanded to doing holiday gigs. We do our own Christmas concert the week following, and have been involved with the St. Louis Renaissance Fair for a number of years, and as well as doing Green Show for Shakespeare in the Park.
Mm-hmm. Jim, you are one of the writers for the Not Ready for Reformation Players. What are you all about?
We basically write a show that takes place and incorporates the Greenleaf Singers in there. We have no serious bones in our bodies, so the show is typically very silly. And we take various breaks where we have an introductory concert by Greenleaf, then we have what used to be the dinner concert, a dessert concert. And through that is running a show that primarily involves, at least the last few years, Queen Elizabeth.
And I want to know how in just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the 40th Annual Renaissance Madrigal Theater and Christmas Route. And I feel like I should say something like a hear ye, or something. Mm-hmm. Is that sort of where we're going?
Yes, very much so.
Yes.
What part does the music really play in setting the mood? A lot.
A lot. One of the other groups that has been a part of these performances has been what used to be the St. Louis Recorder Society, but we still have players that used to be part of that organization that will provide music as the guests are arriving and before dinner and during some blocks of time where people are focused a little bit on eating. Otherwise, we Greenleaf Singers, it's a big part of, you know, setting that mood. We really add.
Well, St. Louis Public Radio's Aaron Dorr attended one of your rehearsals recently.
Yes.
So why don't we hear what he recorded, and you can maybe comment on it afterwards.
Yes, phenomenal.
Oh, no.
That's the Greenleaf Singers from a rehearsal earlier this week. They're getting ready for a performance next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're talking to Ted Jander and Jim Gottschalk. Well, how does that work then, Ted? Because Jim a few minutes ago said how silly his group was. But the music that I just heard, on the other hand, you know, is very traditional. So how do we mix these two things?
That's actually a really good question. A lot of the music that we do, there's a mix. We have some very reverent music, much like the O Manu Mysterium. And that specific piece was attributed to Thomas Luis de Victoria. And it's a very reverent, very rich piece. And the two pieces prior to that, they're more lively. And it's all part of that ambiance. So you have this reverence that it's a good counterbalance to the silliness, and even with some of the other stuff that we do, it provides a good balance between the two.
So, Jim, how silly do you get?
Oh, we are very silly. For instance, last year the show dealt with Queen Elizabeth being visited by the infamous pirate Francis Drake. Mm-hmm. And Francis Drake went through the ghosts of pirates past, present, and future, and it turned out that basically he was lonely because his daughter had just gone off to boarding school. And it ended with him being reunited with his daughter, who had been hired by the Queen as a lady-in-waiting. But it's the whole thing with, we had pirates coming on stage and doing rather, you know, silly things and the ghosts.
Well, describe the ambiance and everything when you enter the chapel. Now, this is a Christmas route also. I'm not sure a lot of people know exactly what that term means.
It would be a theatrical performance, essentially, and the ambiance ultimately is something. If you were to walk into one of the great halls of England in the Renaissance, that's one of the great things about Elliott Chapel, is that space is, you walk in the front doors and the tables are set, they're decorated with candles and some of the food, and they have tapestries and whatnot set up.
So it's not a performance where you go and sit in a chair and look at people on the stage. This is my impression. It's happening around you.
Yes.
All the while people are eating and doing other things.
Yes.
Very much so. And as the guests enter, they are greeted by the recorders of the St. Louis Madrigal Consort, who are playing very lovely recorder music, kind of sets the tone, and then we start with the show.
Well, yes, do explain something I mentioned earlier, the Comely Wenches and the Sturdy Lads. Mm-hmm. What's their role?
Basically, those are volunteers from the church that help us out. They are an essential part of the program because we can't do it without them. During the show, we serve wassail, we serve light hors d'oeuvres, we serve wine, dessert, and those are all brought to the tables by the church members, who are normally dressed up in some type of Renaissance costume.
Mm-hmm. And people can also bring their own food, too.
Yes. Yes. Own food and wine, for that matter.
Correct. Just bring a basket or whatever?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Is that how it works? Well, Ted, I understand that you've written at least one piece for this performance.
Yes. The piece was actually written back in 2004, but was written specifically for Greenleaf. Mintus with his Phyllis Fair. The text is by Francis Pilkington, who is a Renaissance composer.
And we have a recording from your rehearsal the other day.
Yes.
Thus did they see there is no life like ours.
That's Greenleaf Singers performing a piece written by our guest Ted Jander. Jim Gottschalk is also here, and we're discussing the 40th Annual Renaissance Madrigal Theater and Christmas Rout. And let's talk a little bit about the theme, gentlemen, if we could. It's called A Prescription for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And Jim, you also said the Queen was involved in this somehow.
Basically, this year's show involves the Queen, who has not been feeling very well before the show, and the royal physician and the royal pharmacist prescribe various things for her throughout the evening, which involve rather entertaining side effects. And so the show basically revolves around that. There's a side story concerning ambassadors that are visiting from France and England concerning the cheese trade between the countries. And you can kind of see that it's not very serious.
And that's by design.
By design.
Is this designed for, I would think, families particularly?
Oh, yes, for sure. Yeah, for families, individuals, couples, it runs the gamut for sure.
And I read in your press release something about hijinks. So I'm curious.
Hijinks, normally there are, well, of course, there are various spoofs that go on throughout the show, but typically we will also have penalties that are distributed to some of the tables if they are not acting properly during our breaks. We will usually have them stand up and sing some type of Christmas carol or something.
So if you act up, you're going to pay for it.
Yes, you will.
I see. Also, you know, talk a little bit, I'm curious, Ted, about the things you do the rest of the year. You've done some unusual things in the past. I know you did a performance piece for Dance St. Louis at the Fox. So exactly where do you go and what do you do?
Yes, like I mentioned previously, the Greenleaf Singers had its start with the Elliott performances, and the founder of Greenleaf, when she returned to St. Louis, had established another performance the following weekend, another Madrigal dinner at Emerson Chapel. And we did that performance for about 10 years. We've had a midwinter Madrigal concert that we've done for a number of years. And for the past few, we've been doing a Christmas concert the week following. We also do a 12th night concert in January, take a few months off, and then we start preparing for the St. Louis Renaissance Fair, Shakespeare in the Park, which we've done. And we've done a few school engagements. We've been asked to come and do some other local engagements around St. Louis.
The program is A Prescription for Christmas. It's going to be held next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Elliott Unitarian Chapel in Kirkwood. Doors open at 7 o'clock. The events, I guess, start at 7:30. Mm-hmm. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. And while you're there, too, we're going to have on our website another example of the Greenleaf Singers rehearsing. And I think, Ted, you do some audio over it.
Yes, I'll do. Provide while we're listening, yes.
Some musical commentary?
Yes.
Or is that what
yes.
it is?
Yes.
Again, the 40th Annual Renaissance Madrigal Theater and Christmas Rout. Thanks so much to Jim Gottschalk and Ted Jander. And as we go out, we have a final piece. Have I Found Her? This
yes.
is the Greenleaf Singers.
Yes, Have I Found Her? This is a piece by Francis Pilkington, so it compares with the text that he actually said of the Amentus with his Phyllis Fair. It's a great representation of English secular music of the time.
Well, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you both.
Yes, thank you very
thank
much.
You,
same
Pete.
To you.
Take me to thee, we are fair. Take me to thee, we are fair.